Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Gonna be an interesting weekend. The New York Giants trying to prove they're real, trying to prove they're legit, trying to make it back-to-back victories and three wins against quality playoff contenders like the Chargers, Eagles, and they'll try to do it on Sunday against the Broncos. And the New York Jets are just trying to win a freaking football game. That's where we are with the Jets. There's no greater meaning than that. The Giant game has a lot of meaning. I said to you a few days ago to me, I'm still skeptical of where this season can go. You beat the Broncos on Sunday in Denver. I start to believe, why the hell not?
Right. You feel good, but you need another quality win. Not that the first two wins aren't, I mean, look, they're exceptional.
Of course, they're great wins.
But it feels like you got to keep doing it. Otherwise, you're going to fall into the... All right, well, they're not quite there yet.
Here is, without minimizing the two wins, I want to make it clear why I'm still skeptical. Number one, both were in your own building. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go on the road.
Right.
Number two, it's very difficult to get the stench out of what happened against the Saints. Mm-hmm. We cannot ignore that. That game occurred.
I know it did.
It existed.
I almost forgive it because it was the reason I hate rookies.
Yes.
It was mostly that.
It was. So, I can't deny that.
Because they, even despite a lot of their mistakes, they still could have won that game.
They could have, but
and
that's...
Usually when you are -5, you are blown out.
Yeah, that's true.
And it felt like they kept that closer than it probably should have been. So I hear what you're saying. You're right, because it happened and it was ugly, and they should have won. Like, very rarely do you say that. You should have won that. They should have won that game.
It's the game they'll rue if they end up having this season go in a positive direction and they miss the playoffs by a game or
100%,
something.
Because it was all in their hands.
Absolutely. And it was in the Jackson Dart era. Like, I think the three losses at the beginning of the year, most people will eventually excuse as, well, that was PJD, mm-hmm. pre-Jackson Dart.
Right.
It was the Russell Wilson era, the Russell Wilson error, if you will. So I think that's the one that sticks with you. Let's get back to your phone calls. Let's go to Lee on Long Island. Hey, Lee.
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay. So I want to touch on what you guys were talking about before, because you were talking about, you know, the dichotomy between Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers and everything like that. And I want to point out that, you know, the one thing Aaron Rodgers has that Justin Fields doesn't is Tomlin. And last year, Tomlin won 4 games with Justin Fields, and he went to the playoffs with Justin Fields and a combination of Fields and Wilson,
right,
who neither one could win a game this year.
Yes.
So, I mean, you cannot downplay the coaching enough. And that kind of brings me to my point, my, like, 4-step plan for the Jets, if you will, if you let me give it out.
Okay.
Because I'm a little worried that there is not a number one overall pick quarterback in this draft. And that means the Jets are either going to have to not take one number one overall and then maybe trade back into the end of the first round and get one or something like that,
right,
or reach for a guy who doesn't belong in that spot. And we've seen that countless times, and it never works. So my plan would be, and you were talking about it before with the coaching and the defensive-minded coaches, with the coaching staff, you really do have to clean house, and you have to bring – and the first guy I would probably call, and I cannot believe I'm going to say this because it's a deal with the devil, I would probably call John Gruden. I want an offensive-minded coach. I want one that has experience, and he has elite level of experience, and I trust him to not only choose a quarterback and develop him, but to build a competent staff. because he has a million connections around the league.
You know what the problem, but Lee, here's my concern about John Gruden when his name was brought up a few months ago. If you look at the last 5 years of his career, it wasn't that good.
No, you're right.
You know, we think back to 2002. We think back to the mid-2000s.
Yeah, he wasn't good with the Raiders.
It wasn't that good with the Raiders. He wasn't that good at the end in Tampa Bay. And so I feel John Gruden's reputation is based on two things. Number one, his personality. Mm-hmm. And he's done a very good job of going to Barstool and showing his personality even before that with ESPN. And his coaching from a really long time ago. Not from a few years ago, but literally the best of John Gruden was 2002. That was 23 years ago. So if I was blowing this whole thing up, and this is going to be a popular name, and I guess I'll just join in, I'd be much, much more intrigued by Cliff Kingsbury than I would John Gruden.
I agree with that. Just because he was a former head coach not too long ago, and he's had a lot of success with young quarterbacks. And we saw it in Arizona, Kyler Murray. We saw it last year with Jaden Daniels. Probably we'll continue to see it this year, unfortunately, for Giant fans with Jaden Daniels. So I like Cliff Kingsbury. I think he can, one, he's learned because of what happened in Arizona. But two, Dan Quinn is a great mentor for a head coach or former head coach like him. Because, I mean, Dan has different types of ways that he, I don't know, motivates and manipulates, not manipulates, but like encourages professional development type things that go on in that Commanders organization. And I think it's valuable for Cliff to learn that.
Yeah, the problem is I hate this conversation. I mean, we're 6 weeks into Aaron Glenn's coaching career, and yeah. I don't want to fire him. I don't want to be sitting here in late December saying
that. You shouldn't
want to. Of course not. Why would I? It's why I want to win on Sunday. I want to win on Sunday, not only for my own mental sake, not only because I'm going to the game. I want to win because wins are fun, and wins are important for an organization of losers.
Right.
Like, winning actually does matter. And it matters, too, that Aaron Glenn isn't just some failure after 6 weeks. Hopefully he is the guy. I don't want to throw him out and just say he stinks because of 6 weeks. I don't want that. And if you're a Jet fan who's rooting for that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Let's go to Matt in Jefferson Township. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up?
Good, great show. My favorite on the air. And Tiki, big fan.
Thank you, dude.
From way back. I just want to say, I watched that last game with Denver, and I was not impressed by them. I was actually rather surprised. They did not look like a team that's that good. And based on that, and that's the only game I watched of them this year, I don't know that the Giants can't beat them.
But isn't that the fatal mistake we make with football?
Mm-hmm.
That is one game in a season. And yes, we all saw it. I saw it. We all saw it. It was very ugly. But they beat the Eagles a week earlier, yeah. As flawed as they are.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to judge the Denver Broncos, even though I get it. That's probably the one game a lot of people only saw. I don't think that's a fair way to judge them. They were a playoff team last year. They have other wins besides what they did against the Jets. They are better than the sample size they put out there in London.
No, I think you're right. And they also have good coaches on both sides. Now, we talk about the Mike Tomlin effect in Pittsburgh. Sean Payton's a really good coach. Vance Joseph, while not a good head coach, is a really good defensive coordinator. It's hard when you watch him to figure out what they're doing, you know, defense scheme-wise. And so this is likely to be, I don't know yet. We'll see how it goes going forward. But to date, this will be the biggest challenge Jackson Dart has.
Yeah.
One, because the scramble yards aren't going to be there.
No, they've done a great job and stopping that.
They disguise everything. Everything. You think it's like all-out pressure, and then all ball snap, they're playing zone. And so it's going to be confusing. And how he responds to this game is going to tell me a lot about where he is in his development.
You know that Sean has watched every Bronco game on tape in the last 72 hours?
Good for you, Sean.
Thank you. It was the last 7 days, not 72 hours. But
oh, wow. You went back a week and started doing that.
Well, because the Giants played Thursday, Evan. I started doing this Friday. I started my prep work for Denver.
I was putting you over by saying it was only 72 hours. And your takeaway on the Broncos is what? They stink? They're good? They're okay? They're horrible? They're overrated? They're underrated? Or does it depend on what happens on Sunday?
Am I allowed to go now?
Yes.
No, I think their defense is as advertised. They're awesome. Unbelievable pass rush. Unbelievable corner.
There's not a weak link. Really.
There's not a weak link. Now, Riley Moss on the other side, you could potentially target. He gets a little grabby.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the Denver Broncos is they are not playing complimentary football. And we are so focused on their defense versus a rookie quarterback, and I understand it. their offense right now, and I don't know where the Bo Nix we saw last year is. He is non-existent. You look at, you know, bottom three in terms of completing balls 20 yards down the field. Bo Nix is so erratic. It is very boomer bust, hit or miss. Now, J.K. Dobbins is rush fine.
Right.
I think that this game ultimately is going to come down to, is the Giant defense that played last Thursday night now the real defense? Have they awoken? Because I think they can be the defense that controls this game where the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Upside on the Bronco offense that's just not been there this year. That's my takeaway.
Interesting. What about their special teams? Kind of sucks.
They stink too.
No,
specialty.
I mean, it was one of the things I noticed, obviously, in the Jet game.
Their coverage unit stinks.
Right.
They're giving up, I think they're 30th in the league in yards allowed per return.
You know what they call that? What? Hidden yardage.
Hidden yardage. Maybe we get a big Deontay Banks return.
And by the way, that is something that I saw in the Jet game and certainly gave them a chance to win the game. Think about how the Jets scored their 9 offensive points. 2 of the possessions started in Denver territory.
Yeah.
The other one was a long kickoff return that started at like the 40. So I saw that, and I went back and looked and said, was that an anomaly?
The positive 40.
The third one was their own 40.
Right.
The other two was in positive territory.
Right,
though.
Right.
Yeah, so they scored 9 points, and it was mainly because of field position. Like, 2 of the times they kick field goals were on 3 and outs. I know that's technically not a 3 and out because you kick the field goal, but you get my point.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, no first down, kick a field goal. So there's an opportunity there, is my point. And in a game that you hope is close, right, and you hope you can steal on the road, that could be the difference in the game.
There's no doubt about it. If this game was not being played in Denver, Colorado, I think that the viewpoint, the spread, all of that stuff changes entirely.
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, it's 7, right?
7. But I think that has everything to do with, look, it's a rookie quarterback versus a really good defense, and the Giants under Brian Daboll in this era have not handled success well. I mean, they haven't won back-to-back games in a couple of years.
Yeah, last time they won back-to-back games, the Tommy DeVito era. Speaking of which, we'll address that in a few minutes. Just hold that thought. Let's go to Robbie in East Brunswick. Hey, Robbie.
How you doing, my friends? What's so up? Nice to talk to you.
All's good. A
couple of few points, and then you guys can take it from here. The Jets are just completely irrelevant. They haven't won since 69. You keep talking about, it doesn't matter who the coaches are, who the quarterbacks are, the players. They're just a bunch of losers. Let's get that right off the board. There's nothing positive or optimistic.
Right,
Glenn needs to go. He's horrible. I don't care what you say about him. He's the worst.
But why does it matter? They're losers. They could hire Jesus. It wouldn't make a difference,
terrible.
Right?
He's awful. He talks a lot, but they show nothing. They're brutal. Next year, he's going to go. They're going to fire him, even though you don't want him to go now. He has to go. Well, no, he's brutal. I agree.
Well, Robbie, I don't want him to go because it means they're firing a coach after 1 year. Obviously,
it doesn't matter because he needs to go. What has he done? Robbie, you tell me, Evan.
He's done nothing in 6 weeks. I know that.
So why don't you want him to go?
Because I want him to be successful. Do you want him to be successful?
He's not going to be successful.
Okay,
you don't get that by now?
I get it. You've already declared it. Do you want him to be successful? Do you want him to be successful?
Next year, you're going to talk and tell me how wonderful he is. He's going to be the same.
Robbie, here's what I'll say. And this is probably the worst example because so many people don't feel this way. I want our country to be successful, even if it's not the person I voted for. Right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I want our country to be successful. I want everyone to be successful. So I'm rooting for success. Once I decide you're not the best for the job, I will absolutely come on the radio and say, make a change. That's what we get to do in elections every 4 years with presidents and every 2 years with House members, right? It's like a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am telling you...
There is no democracy in the NFL.
There isn't, but I can use my voice as the democracy. Okay, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
6 weeks in, what I am telling you is, yes, you're right. There is no evidence Aaron Glenn's going to be a good head coach. I can't defend him. I can't sit here and give you all the reasons it's going to work out. I'm telling you, I hope I start to see them. It's why I want them to win on Sunday. I want success. It's not healthy for an organization to fire a coach after 1 year. Because let me give you a little spoiler alert for all you fire-happy people like Robbie. Let's go, and Tiki, you know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
They go 1-16 and they fire him.
Okay.
And we have every reason to agree they should have fired him.
Yep.
What is the talk around the league as Woody Johnson's looking for a new head coach?
That's a terrible job. Don't take it.
Correct. They fired a guy after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going
to
say.
Yeah, it takes a while to rebound from that.
Yeah. Is Cliff Kingsbury, who I just mentioned, is he going to want the job? Or is he going to say, I don't want to work for that bozo. Mm. I don't want to work for the franchise who fired a coach in the middle of a season while they were about to play for first place. And I don't want to work for a team that fired a coach after 1 year. So I know it's easy to say get rid of him, but understand it's not good for anybody if that happens.
Well, maybe he might be the right one, because wasn't he the one that was hired right after Steve Wilkes in Arizona?
Yes, he was.
He was.
Good point. Good call.
He was. He'll step over a body real quick.
Exactly.
That's for his first job.
He's Allen Iverson, that one.
That's a good cop. That's his first job, though. Cliff is the new Josh McDaniels. He's the new hot hand.
I don't know if anybody's Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels is the best coordinator, I think, in the last 20 years.
He's also one of the worst head coaches
as
well.
No doubt about it. Right? It is unbelievable, the dichotomy between him as a coordinator and him as a head coach.
Which is why...
It's unfathomable.
It's incredible. It's why I don't want Cliff Kingsbury to be that guy. But I'm just saying, as an example of having the leverage. When you have leverage, the Jet job is going to become less appealing if they're firing a coach after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
How could people not see that? It doesn't mean, if the guy isn't worthy of coming back for a second year, I promise I will say to you, Tiki, they should fire him. And you're going to do the same thing. You're an honest guy.
Of course.
But as I sit here right now, 6 weeks into the year, I want that to happen. Why would I want that?
No, you don't want it to happen. You want him to figure it out because you don't want to have to keep changing coaches. It's a cycle that the Giants were on. Again, I said this earlier. I feel like this is the Giant, playback window for the last few years where, all right, that coach isn't it.
Right.
Fire him. Oh, that coach isn't it. Fire him. Oh, I don't like this quarterback. Get a new one. I don't like this or that and the other. It becomes this vicious cycle.
And that's a great example. So Tommy last year wanted Brian Daboll fired, right? Do you remember that, Tommy? Mm-hmm. Like, get rid of this guy. He stinks. He's everything you said about him, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Right now, do you want the Giants to win out and make the postseason?
Yes.
But that means Brian Daboll's back.
Don't care.
Thank you. That's my point.
It also means he's turned the corner as a head coach.
Of course.
Right.
And that's part of it. If the Jets win, let's say, 6 more games the rest of the season, and they start 0-6 but finish 6-11, what are we saying about Aaron Glenn come January? Oh, my God. They may have found that guy.
Yeah.
Look at that start he got off to. Right. Wow. Oh, God. It looked bad.
He really is like Dan Campbell.
Thank you. Now, am I confident that's going to happen? No.
No, but you want it to happen.
Of course.
It just feels improbable because of the quarterback.
No doubt. More of your calls coming up. Plus, it wasn't that long ago that one of the great moments in the last few years happened at MetLife Stadium. It featured Jackson Dart. But was it truly one of the great moments of the last couple of years? We'll find out. Evan and Tiki here on the Fan on a very busy football Friday. We'll go deeper into this Giant Bronco game. Jets, Panthers, make some NFL picks as the show rolls on. But there's a term, card subject to change, which means things change. Maybe you say something and then things change. You know, things can always change.
And so back late in the summer, and I think you were here, Tiki, with Tommy when this happened, Tommy gave a very strong opinion about something that really triggered Sean Morash. And we ended up debating it. And for anyone who forgot the opinion that Tommy gave, it was in relation to Tommy DeVito.
Tommy!
And his legacy with the New York Football Giants. So I'd like to replay Tommy DeVito opinion by Tommy Lugauer and just check in on if this has changed at all over the last few weeks. So ladies and gentlemen, this is late August. I'm out. Sean is out. Tiki's doing the show with Tommy. And Tommy Lugauer felt this way.
The DeVito game against the Packers on Monday Night Football is easily the best regular season moment and win in the history of the Giants. We forget now because of we want to play hindsight, we want a Monday morning quarterback. There were many out there, including the person I'm debating with, that thought Tommy DeVito had a potential to be the Giants starting quarterback for the next 10 years. And you remember the excitement, you remember the joy, you remember everything that Tommy DeVito mania brought to us. It was the number one story, not just in New York, across the NFL.
Now, obviously, that opinion was very strongly condemned by many Giant fans, even when it was set.
Lukey!
But considering what happened on Thursday at MetLife Stadium with Jackson Dart's resounding victory over the Philadelphia Eagles, and of course, Dart being this blossoming star, it is fair to wonder, Tommy, did Thursday night's Jackson Dart exhibition against the Philadelphia Eagles surpass the DeVito moment you described as easily the greatest moment in Giants regular season history?
It has. And I'll tell you why.
That was quick.
But I'll tell you, because I was been thinking about this even before I knew we were going to play this clip. I was like, boy, I said that stuff about DeVito over the summer, and then look what happened last Thursday. There's a reason for it. I think Tommy DeVito was his own entity, meaning that was all about Tommy. That was all about his performance, him being a Jersey guy. What happened on Thursday night was more of what the Giants are becoming. You know, they're painting their faces.
Right.
They're doing backflips. They're dancing. The Giants became the Savannah Bananas last week. That's what they've become. They are now
the fan favorite club.
Correct.
Yeah, I can see that. Scataboo does that for you.
With Scat, with this defense, with Dart. So to me, last week was the turning point. You beat the Eagles. Of the franchise. So yes, as much as I love Tommy DeVito, and I'm probably the last supporter, I got to be fair, and I got to be to everybody out there, this is more important for us as Giant fans and the franchise than that game was.
Good to know. So it didn't take very long, Sean, for that game to fall off the list.
I'm glad. You know what I call that? Growth from Tommy. That's serious growth.
Can the DeVito game be second, though? Can I have that? Can it still be second?
I will. No, but...
Oh, okay.
Top five.
But I think what is becoming obvious, and I think this comp works, and I remember making this comp in the moment, but I feel better doing it now, is the Tommy DeVito era was Linsanity. It was the same thing. There was excitement about the individual, excitement about the background of the individual. And then the following year, the Knicks won 53 games. They were better.
Right.
And I think that this team is clearly better and has a better future. And yet some people look back at Linsanity in a much more happier way than they even look back at the Melo era. I think you as a Knicks and Giants fan could probably see that comparison.
Absolutely.
And also agree that it's the winning that matters, so this era is better.
Yeah, the only thing that still sticks in my craw a little bit is that, and I'm dead serious when I say this, Tommy DeVito should be on this team right now enjoying the success. He should be. He should be the third-string quarterback. Russell Wilson should not be on this team. He should be here enjoying this. He should be the backup next year. It should have been Dart and DeVito in the quarterback room. I lost that battle, unfortunately. I don't see a way of him getting back on the team. That's the one thing, though, that annoys me.
Tommy's okay because he's enjoying the Patriots' success.
I also think there's a part of me that's disappointed in Tommy. Could I be Tommy Lugauer for Halloween right now? Because he missed the way to fix this take.
Go ahead.
Of course, Evan, it is still the greatest moment of Giants history because without that win, they maybe take Jaden Daniels or Drake May. But that win kicked the can down the road, and now we have Jackson Dart because he won that game. So that is the greatest moment in Giants history.
And we got Malik Nabers. And yeah, I fought with people on Twitter about that. I'm glad you remember that one. You're right. Yeah. If Tommy DeVito.
The unintended consequences.
It's the butterfly effect.
Yes.
If the DeVito game doesn't happen, maybe we have Jaden Daniels. We don't have Malik Nabers. We don't have Jackson Dart. Maybe we don't have Ham Scatabu. We don't have Abdul Carter. So all the people that call me nasty names, you're welcome. Because Tommy DeVito and Tommy Lugauer got us this success.
There you go. All right, good to hear. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Matt's in Brooklyn. What's going on today, Matt?
What's going on, guys? Quick question.
Yeah.
Zeke, I'm curious to know,
your take on what you think a good head coach is. And just give me a quick second here. Like, when I look at Dable, I'm not really impressed, to keep it real. Team stinks on third down since he's been here.
Getting better.
Best year we had.
Getting better.
What?
Getting better.
It's getting better, exactly. And that's why I'm thinking to myself, are we going to ride this season out because he finally got his quarterback in place? But it's not a good look when you can't do nothing with Daniel Jones. He leaves. He's an all-star. You can't do nothing with Barkley. He leaves, wins a Super Bowl, and best running back in the league. He's supposed to, like, what is he bringing to the table?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things.
You know, like, I'll let you take it from here.
The biggest thing, Matt, and we all know this, but we tend to dismiss it or forget about it when it's convenient. The Giants' offensive line has been historically bad in the Dable era. I mean, the star, one of the best offensive tackles in football. I'm not just throwing smoke. Andrew Thomas is one of the best tackles in football.
Oh, no doubt.
When he's not playing, this offensive line it has been a joke.
Yep.
Especially previous to the last 2 years. And so why was Saquon not able to do anything here? The line was bad. Why was Daniel Jones constantly under pressure and running around crazy and getting beat the hell up? The line was bad. Let's fast forward just real briefly. Why was Saquon the best player and rushed for 2,000 yards and runner-up in the MVP a year ago? Because their offensive line in Philly was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Why is Daniel Jones having success in Indy? Their offensive line is great. So a lot of that was out of Dave's control. So we can put it on the coach, but it's really not on the coach. It's on the roster construction, whether that's Shane or just injury bad luck. But when you ask what I think a good leader is, I was asked this question the other day. I think a good leader is very forceful in the expectation, but he's also able to take whatever the noise is. Sometimes that's good noise, sometimes it's bad noise, and distill it out. So it's not part of your room. It's not part of your locker room. All that stuff that's floating out there isn't permeating. And the guys still play hard with you, regardless of whether it's good news or bad news. And so has Dave's done that this year? He has. Previous years, he hasn't. So what it's going to come down to is whether or not they win, period. That's all that's going to matter. Do they win? And if they keep winning, then Dave's will be here. If
simple
not,
as that.
They'll move on.
Simple as that. He's got to win. I think the mandate on Brian Dable and how he keeps his job or how he loses his job is based on that number under the letter W.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. And, you know, you mentioned Andrew Thomas. We go back to the summer. We all knew this. This was not breaking news, but he was the most important player in New York football. He was. I remember talking about that in July and August. He's the most important player in New York football. He has played 4 games this season after missing the first few. And I would even look at the Kansas City game and say he played it, but did he really? Because remember, it was only half the snaps.
Yeah, played 25 snaps.
Yeah, it was 50-50. So in the full games he has played, which also coincides with the Jackson Dart era, the Giants are 2-1. So we could say they're 2-1 in the Jackson Dart era, which is accurate, but we could also say they're 2-1 in which the best left tackle in football is actually playing a full game. He's that important.
He is.
And it's fair to wonder.
And when you watch him, you see it.
Yeah, it's obvious. No question. Trey is on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Trey?
Yeah, I just wanted to say 2 thanks, actually. Thank you for taking the call.
Yep.
And secondly, thank you for stating the obvious as it pertains to the Jets. Everybody's saying, get rid of Glenn, get rid of Glenn. Who do you replace him with?
Right.
Who's going to want to come here?
Right.
None of the experienced coaches even want to interview for the job, which puts you back to the pool of what? Offensive and defensive coordinators again. Right. He's been hiring defensive coordinators, the hot defensive coordinator, for 25 years. It hasn't worked.
Hey,
so you get rid of one. You got rid of one last year. You got another one this year. If you get rid of this one this year, you're going to get another one next.
Well, Trey, don't forget that, what's his name, then, from the Lions?
He didn't even want to interview the judge.
Yeah, Ben Johnson didn't. We want to
interview. He's like, no. Right.
So
you mentioned what the guy with Washington you just mentioned Kingsbury. He's not going to want to interview for this. He's got credentials on his resume now. He's been around the league. He's got some experience.
This is why, Trey, as much as Jet fans are saying he can be one and done, and of course he could be. I mean, if you are so bad at your job, you have to consider it. But understand the world we're going to wake up to if the Jets fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year. And you laid it out the way I was explaining it, which is no one's going to want this job. Mm-hmm. You think the Jets are a joke now. You think they're toxic now. Let me tell you how this works. We all scream and yell about coaches, even the national media. Dan Orlovsky, this guy stinks, that guy stinks. The moment they're fired, what do they say about the Jets? They're a clueless organization. They're idiots. They fired this guy after 1 year. They're horrible. They're this, they're that. Firing a coach after 1 year is horrific. And if you are sitting there rooting for that as a Jet fan, I don't know what you're looking at. Because there's nothing good that comes out of that.
Right.
No savior is walking through that door to save us. So success matters. And maybe that's me talking myself into why Sunday matters and why the Jets season still matters. But I want wins, man. I want wins for my own mental sake. I want wins for the players on this team that are growing into just losers because all they do is lose. And I want wins because it's healthier for the organization to win games.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it just puts you in the right mindset as a team and as players. You just can't help but fall down that hole of like despair when you lose all the time.
Yeah.
And it just takes one bad thing to go wrong. And you think, all right, here we go again.
Yeah.
The optimism is hard to come by. So winning matters.
It does in a big time way. Don't tell me about draft picks. Don't tell me about tankathon.com. Don't tell me about Cliff Kingsbury. Don't tell me about that stuff. We talk about it because they're ramifications,
right?
But they're not good ramifications.
It's never good. Sports Talk on WFEN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Josh is in Queens. What's up, Josh?
Boys, thanks for taking the call. There are so many issues with this team. I think you've hit it a couple times. The main focus, and I like to compare, just because Aaron Glenn comes from the Detroit Lions, that in 2021, when Dan Campbell, in his first year, they went 0-8 to start the season.
Right.
They actually went 0-10-1. They had a tie. Their last six games, they went 3-3 and built momentum in the franchise.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing, there are a lot of similarities between this team and the 2021 Lions. The issue is that I don't think that the Jet fan knows. I don't think that we feel confident that, A, Justin Fields, and I've said this since the preseason, Justin Fields is not a quarterback. He cannot throw, and he is a stat patter when there is garbage time and when there's a tight game, just like the Bronco game, he cannot throw. So that's the difference because they had Jared Goff on that line.
But you, Josh, you hit on it. That's the biggest difference. So Dan Campbell takes over, and yes, at 0-8, we'd be freaking out. Aaron Glenn isn't even there yet. At 0-10-1, we'd be freaking out.
Yeah.
And I don't think any Lion fan thought Jared Goff, despite being in a Super Bowl a few years earlier, was the answer. But their answer turned out to be internal. It would stun all of us if Justin Fields is Jared Goff. And that is something that we'll probably be missing from the Jets as Aaron Glenn tries to turn this team around.
So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell me if you know this name. Amani Oruwariye.
Yeah, the cornerback?
Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah.
How many games has he started the last couple of years?
Not a lot. He bounced like around the Giants, five, Jags, yeah.
4 or 5. Bounce around guy. That season that he was alluding to,
yeah,
where they went 3-16, that was 2021. He was a starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
Mm.
And he had 6 interceptions. He was a top-end corner. And I remember watching those games being like, how in the hell does Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn have these bit players playing elite football? It was baffling to me. I was like, dude, this team shouldn't suck because they're so well coached. You can see it in how these guys are playing. They're not winning games because they're not good enough, but they had a roster full of players playing above what they should be at, right? When I look at this Jet team, I don't see that.
No.
So if you're going to draw comparisons to Dan Campbell's 2021, Detroit Lions that won 3 games and then ultimately turned it around the following year and almost made the playoffs, and then after that have been one of the best teams in the NFC, I need to see better from this team, coaching and player-wise, because I'm not seeing the same thing.
No.
Right? I remember watching those teams like, man, they stink. And I was like, oh, you know what? Actually balling. Like, this guy is good. I don't even know who the hell he is. So I'm not getting that from this Jet team yet.
Well, we're not.
So until I start seeing that great play, even if it doesn't translate in the wins, stop the comparisons because they're not the same.
Well, I'm not making the comparisons, and neither is our caller. Aaron Glenn is.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn is the one who has told us Detroit, 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 Detroit. And eventually we get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. The only thing that's similar between Detroit and the Jets is just the record. But in terms of how the meals are being made,
right,
there is no comparison.
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to have to see things being cooked.
Right. I need to see guys in the right spots. Right.
And we're getting the opposite of that.
Maybe losing games, but at least you're where you're supposed to be, making plays. And yes, it doesn't translate because you're just not quite good enough. I'm not seeing that yet.
No, we're not seeing that. I mean, there's a lot of things that don't make it the same. Like, the Jets' future quarterback isn't on this roster.
No.
The Lions' future quarterback turned out to be on that roster. That's another big difference. Diego in East Meadow. Hey, Diego.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
All's good, man.
What's up?
I hear you guys' point about Andrew Thomas, but my comparison to last week's win against the Eagles is, like, this can't be Brian Daboll's 2022 season. This can't be the one spot where everything looked good. Like, he has to prove it this week that he can game plan for 2 weeks in a row. And I get the Broncos are what they are, but, like, face it, like, they're coming off a long flight and they barely beat the Jets. So he's got to, like, win or lose, he's got to look prepared for this game because he's never been able to do it a couple times in a row.
Yeah, and I think it's really more about being prepared for one of the elite defenses in football. This is a number 2 defense, yards and points in the NFL. And they're probably better than that. They confuse you defensively. So it's a humongous test for this offense.
Well, absolutely. Individually, this week is a monstrous test. But the test for Brian Daboll and the New York Giants, and this really hasn't changed mm-hmm. from the beginning of the season to now, their schedule is really stiff. And I remember back in August and in May and in June, you guys rightfully so would say, you never know with schedules, you never know with teams, you never know if a team we're expecting to be good doesn't turn out to be good. We're 6 weeks into the year. And when you look at Denver and Philadelphia and San Francisco and even Chicago, who has a top 10 offense, and Green Bay and Detroit and New England, it's really, really tough.
Right.
And so if you win...
Even the teams you thought were going to be not great...
Right.
...are better than they projected to be.
Absolutely. Look, the Patriots look really good. I give credit to Tommy and Sean because they were on top of that. I said they'd suck. Hopefully well, I turn out to be right.
That's a Vrabel effect.
No doubt. Hopefully I still end up right about that, but so far it doesn't look good. They look like a good team, which means this schedule in its totality, not just this week against Denver, is really tough. It is probably, Teak, to your point, tougher than we even thought.
Mm-hmm.
You win a bunch of games in that, you've shown us a lot.
Of course.
I mean, if they walk away, and we had fun 2 days ago making predictions on what will the Giants do now in their final 11 weeks, now knowing Jackson Dart is the guy. If you guys turn out to be right that they go 6-5 in their last 11 games or 7-4 with that schedule where they are literally going to be underdogs in every single game, I think that would prove a lot for Brian Daboll. A lot for Brian Daboll.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be week to week for this team. They're going to win games you don't think they're going to win. They're going to lose games that are mind-boggling. And that's going to be the story of playing a rookie quarterback this year.
But I'll tell you this. If you win 5 more games, which means 5-6 during that stretch of 11 games I said,
mm-hmm.
which would finish your season with 7 wins, I think even I, as someone who said Daboll should go, I think that would win me over. I think I would sit here in January and say, boy, it's tough to... Right. I got to tell you, Teak, I may take an L on this one.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
And they're poised to get better because they're so young.
And right. You would feel that way.
You would.
And you're playing the rest of the year with Jalen Waddle. It becomes a whole thing.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't know, man. I don't know. My guess is no because you don't have a third overall pick, but I do think there's enough smoke. They're adding something.
How far would you go for Jalen Waddle, pick-wise?
It's all smoke.
Oh, you don't think it's going to happen?
No.
Yeah. I only want it to happen because I will be so obnoxious to you guys.
Right, because you called it.
I predicted. I don't even know if I predicted it. I suggested it.
Yeah, suggested it.
That's
you didn't predict it. You didn't say it was going to happen. You just said, how about?
I was the first to suggest the idea of Jalen Waddle.
It's exactly. A good suggestion.
It's a great one, right? Justin's in Tom's River. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thank you, as always, for taking my phone call. You know, I agree with the sentiment. I'm getting really tired of the comparisons with the Lions. You know, outside of the obvious with having Jared Goff on the roster for the Lions hit on their draft picks, guys. I mean, all the talent on the roster, they hit with Gibbs, they hit with Jameson Williams, Penei Sewell. But the reason why I'm calling, guys, you know, Evan, I'm a longtime Jet fan, too, and I agree with your sentiment. I'm tired of the turnstile at GM and at head coach. But at the same time, if any organization needs the number one overall pick, guys, it's the Jets. You know, we've been stuck in this purgatory with no franchise quarterback under center for a very, very long time. Probably you could say since Chad Pennington, probably since Joe Namath. But this franchise needs a signal caller for the future. And this team is not going anywhere the way it's currently constructed. And, you know, I personally don't trust the people making the decisions, but I hope Aaron Glenn succeeds. But this team needs the number one overall pick to change the direction of this franchise.
The problem is sometimes a number one overall pick isn't what we think they're going to be. Jameis Winston was a number one overall pick, and while he had a fine career,
yeah.
Like a decent career.
Yeah, he had some good seasons. But
that's not what we're dreaming of.
Yeah, nothing that's standing out.
Kyler Murray is having a really nice career. Is that what we're dreaming of when you talk number one overall pick? I don't think so. No. Bryce Young, who the Jets are going to see on Sunday, was a number one overall pick. So just because you get it, doesn't mean, A, you're going to pick the right guy, B, you're going to develop the right guy, and that guy's actually going to be the answer to all our prayers. Because those names I just mentioned, Joe Burrow, different, because I didn't include him, because that is the answer to our prayers. You know,
right.
If it's Joe Burrow, thank you. Trevor Lawrence, I'm still confused by. Like, I don't even know where to include him on that. But I can tell you that Jameis Winston and Kyler Murray have had nice careers. They were not the answer that you dream of when you draft a guy number one overall.
No, you're right. It's funny, I'm just looking at this draft for the Detroit Lions. They hit on so many. Penei Sewell, obviously. Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was a fourth-round pick.
Mm.
I mean, jeez.
That's hitting right there, man. And that's what you got
to
do.
And that's going back to 2021. Then Aiden Hutchinson was in 2022.
Yep.
23 was the big one, obviously. Jahmyr Gibbs and Sam Laporta, Brian Branch.
Jeez.
I mean, they just hit on almost every draft.
That's how you turn a franchise around. A couple of things, you know. The quarterback.
I forgot about Jameson Williams. He was also a first rounder, 2022. I mean, they've had a lot of good draft picks.
No doubt.
Guys that are major contributors. That's how you win.
Absolutely. Anthony is in Garden City. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, just a curtail on what you just said. Number one pick, Tom Brady, Brock Purdy. These guys are not number ones. So, I mean, that's just a point. But my point is I don't think I agree with Evan on this, that Aaron Glenn should not be fired. I think that he doesn't have the pieces, number one. And I just want to say one thing. As a Giants fan, when I heard his press conference and he said, we're the New York Jets, we're built for this, I got pumped up as a Giants fan for the Jets. You're like, all right, let's turn this thing around. Let's make some moves. But they're not – they got to give him a chance, and they got to get him to pieces. Justin Fields is not your answer.
Yeah, but that was his decision. That was Darren Mooji's decision. It's not like Justin Fields was forced upon them. And here's the thing about press conferences, and we know it at the time, even when we say we know it at the time, but we still – emotions tell us different things. The way an opening press conference makes us feel means nothing.
Right.
Because Aaron Glenn pumped us up. Joe Judge pumped us up. I thought Joe Judge had one of the great opening press conferences in the history of football. How about the clown in Jacksonville? His opening press conference was a disaster. It looks like he actually knows what he's doing. Nick Sirianni's opening press conference was a disaster. No matter what the people of Philly tell you, seems like he knows what he's doing at times. So I think we get misguided occasionally by the first thing someone tells us. I liked what Aaron Glenn said, but I knew it at the time. You knew it at the time. We can like what you say all you want. You got to perform.
Right. Always matters what you do on Sundays.
You got it.
It's the only thing that matters.
That's it. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. More of your calls. We'll go deeper into this Giant Bronco game. And a few days ago, Tiki made it very clear listening to the president of the Detroit Tigers. They are not trading Tarik Skubal. Scott Boras heard that and said, oh, really? And decided to put a leak of information out to maybe change everything about the offseason for the Mets, Tarik Skubal, and the Detroit Tigers. We explain and analyze coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.